For this evening, we'll have the two meditations as usual, but the first one, we're going to do the four elements meditation. So someone requested about this last week, and so I thought we can give it a go. It's a different way of having a mindfulness on the body and the subtle nervous system. It's also a meditation on dependent arising, because at first all the four elements, earth, water, fire, air, they seem pretty distinct. But as you focus on them, become aware of them, you can also see how it is a spectrum of experience. So it's very nice. It both shows how everything kind of depends on its context. Is it dependent arising? And also that which ones are more balanced, which ones are excessively excited or excessively sluggish. And also being able to distinguish all of these characteristics helps us to develop our discriminating wisdom. We have a tendency to grasp at things and go, this is it. But when we do this meditation, you'll see you can recognize these different elements at play in our body. But when we try and grasp them, this is it. It's like trying to grasp the river just flows through our hands. So that's a good experience to have, to be able to both recognize something in its context and also not be able to grasp at it and hold it like a concretized thing. The benefit also of this meditation is that it's another way of becoming aware that our body isn't just, it's not necessarily us, it isn't just this physical thing, that it is this whole interplay of energy and awareness as well. And later on, becoming aware of these different elemental forces within our whole experience, then also helps prepare us for tantric practice as well. So, hello, Uri, good to see you. Let's do this first meditation. Wherever you are, whether you're on a cushion or on a chair, in a comfy chair, we want to have a nice balance between settling our posture to be alert but also comfortable. And so if we are really relaxed sitting on a bed or a couch, the thing is to be careful to not associate being relaxed with being sleepy. It's really sad that the only time we get to relax is just before going to sleep. So we've associated the two together. Whereas what we want is to be relaxed and really alert, ready to engage in the meditation. So if that means just having a slightly straighter back or more alert posture, that's okay. Imagine that fine thread of light running through from the base of your spine up through your body, up through the crown of your head. Feel your spine being suspended from your crown so that your posture naturally straightens. Let your spine find its natural alignment. Making sure that you're not too far forward or back, that you're not tipping to one side or the other. And as you feel that the weight of your body is suspended from your crown, you'll notice your head should slightly tilt forward. Not too far. If it's too far forward, you'll go sleepy. If it's straight ahead, you'll have a tendency towards distraction. So just slightly forward and pull the chin back. If we're at a computer, we'll end up sticking our chin all the way out like a tortoise. And that's the main thing that creates coughing fits. So pulling your chin back, relaxing the jaw. Teeth slightly apart, slight smile on your lips, And resting the tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth. Releasing any tension from the eyelids, the frown lines, the forehead, just letting the eyes be lightly closed or even a sliver of light coming in. And then hands, if it's comfortable in your lap, right palm on top of the left with the thumbs lightly touching. The union of wisdom and compassion. How wisdom supports compassion. Bring your focus to the gentle rising and falling of the breath. And adjusting the motivation that we're going to do this meditation to come to know our own mind, to develop our discriminating awareness, to develop our wisdom, our mindfulness, our concentration, to be able to tame our mind. And if we can tame our mind, then we can bring about peace for ourselves and for others. The ultimate taming of our mind, being complete liberation, and then being able to bring all beings to an equal state of complete liberation from suffering and all of its causes into a state of lasting happiness. But to do this, we need to become aware of our experience and be able to tame our mind. So the four elements meditation, just like in the olden days, when they talked about the different elements, the alchemists talked about the elements. Nowadays, we talk about the scientific, the periodic table. But actually, the elements are an experience. So first, becoming aware of the earth element in your body, its characteristic being solid and hard. The characteristic, the energy, is heavy and it flows downwards. So we feel it as we're supported by our seat, as we're comfortable in the chair. We become aware of the earth element, how we're supported by the earth. The weight of our body supported. The characteristic of being solid and hard, it's expressed in our bones, in our hair and nails, brings a sensation of stability, strength, fortitude. So becoming aware of the earth element within your body as both a physical and experiential sensation. It's the element that becomes prevalent when we begin to relax. to feel that, the heaviness of the energy, how it flows downwards, how it grounds us. And how it's stable. And the ultimate expression of the earth element being the immovability, the seat of enlightenment. And then gently shift your focus to the water element, the characteristic of water being fluid and wet. Its energy is heavy and flows downward. And we feel it in the body as the flow of our blood, as it flows around our body. In the flow of our lymph, the lymphatic system. In our sweat, in our tears, in our urine. To become aware of the different characteristic sensation of the water element within your body. The fluid sensation, the changeable nature, the flow of the energy with gravity, and its difference, its flexibility. Notice the sensation of the natural flow of the water element, the water experience within your body. You might notice whether it's stronger or less strong than the earth element. And then gently shift your focus now to the fire element, all the characteristics within your body that are burning and hot. We feel the fire element within our body as digestion, as warmth, the fire element energy is light and naturally flows upwards. Notice the different texture and experience of the fire element within your body. Notice how the difference in the experience of the fire element to the water element. The different characteristics of the energy, the upward flowing, inspiring energy of the fire element, different in character. Notice if your emotional state shifts or changes when focusing on the fire element, different from the water. And then gently shift your focus now to the air element. The characteristic of the air element is movement and being unobstructive. We feel it in the body as our breath traveling through our body. We feel the air element as what moves us. Its energy is light and it flows upwards. We might find that if we have an agitation of the air element, we get headaches. The characteristic of the air element, not just movement, but to be unobstructed. Notice the difference in character of the air element to that of the fire. And as we've been focusing on these four elements, air, fire, water, earth, some may have been very familiar to you and others quite foreign, difficult to grasp. So if we find it hard to focus on one of those elements, it's because it's out of balance or weak. If we immediately resonate with one of those elements, it's because it's the dominant one. And to have a balanced and peaceful body and mind, that's expressed by these four elements being in balance. And if they're not, then our mind is unstable. And our body, fragile. So just notice which ones were dominant, which ones were the most difficult to relate to. Just take note without judging. And recognize that there are very simple ways that we can bring those weak elements and characteristics and strengthen them, bring our focus and attention to them, internally and externally. Noticing that there is an interconnectedness between body and mind. Our physical experience influences our mental experience, and our mental focus changes our physical experience. But there is a lot of potential in this two-way interaction. We can dedicate the merits of this first meditation to be able to use all of our actions of body, speech, and mind to be an expression of loving kindness, to do no harm or destructive actions, we can dedicate that we can protect the mind from confusion, to become more aware of the interdependent aspect of all phenomena. And this is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. And dedicate, may we be a wish-fulfilling jewel. Everyone who sees us or interacts with us, may it bring them happiness and peace. May we bring them happiness and peace. And then take a nice, deep, leisurely breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and gradually open your eyes if they're closed. And bring your focus gently back into the room.